This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Mac Marshall is joining us. He is Vice President of Market Intelligence with the United Soybean Board. And Mac, as we're halfway through 2021, it's safe to say it's been a wild ride for these soybean markets.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a very safe thing to say, and we're seeing that manifested. We've seen it happen a lot over the course of the growing season thus far. The reason we're having these kind of wild swings back and forth, hailing off of expectations of weather or what gets announced in a crop conditions report, is because the market is operating against this backdrop of incredibly tight supplies. And we had tight supplies through this last season. It's certainly been a story with a lot of early selling. But now we start to look into 21-22, the new marketing year starting on September 1st. We look at the acreage report, which, you know, a lot of the market was looking for a lot more soybeans because we had a significant price rally, which, you know, might have incentivized more beans to get in the ground. A lot more area went to corn, not for soybeans. So I took last week's report really as a continued validation of us expecting to see tight supplies through the balance of the marketing year. And with that, that's all predicated on us having, trend yields over 50 bushels an acre, probably close to 51. So there's not a lot of wiggle room. So any incremental potential changes in weather, which would impact crop development, certainly as we're reaching July, that becomes more and more important. The markets are going to trade on that.
How much does trade fit into all this in the aspect of how good it has been and the prospects of what we see for the rest of the marketing year?
Well, trade has been, I think, one of the hallmarks of this season. This is the year we've seen China come back into the market in a very large way. A lot of the markets that, you know, we've looked to help expand during the years of the trade war, those markets are continuing to be large buyers of U.S. origin soy products. Certainly a lot of success stories, Mexico, Egypt, Southeast Asia, a number of countries there, because we are fundamentally an export-oriented commodity. You know, over 60% of the U.S. soy complex, whether it's beans, meal, or oil, is ultimately exported. As we look to next year, and we look at USDA's projection for total U.S. whole bean exports, you know, 56.5 million metric tons, down from this season, but this season is really a banner year for exports. 56.5 million tons next year is certainly a pretty large and nice volume. And even with that reduction in exports relative to this year, it still gives us a very low projected carryout at the end of the 21-22 marketing year.
That is Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence with the United Soybean Board, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org or Kansas Soybeans. I'm Greg Akagi.